With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Investigation continuing into that incident at LaGuardia Airport late Sunday night when a plane hit the fire truck just after landing. Two pilots are dead, dozens of injuries reported. And a military cargo plane crash in Colombia, 121 on board. At least 33 have been killed, most of them soldiers. 77 people have been safely rescued. Trump administration removing media offices from the Pentagon after losing a lawsuit brought by the New York Times.
A federal judge sided with the Times, which had sued over limits placed on reporters' access in the building. In response, the Pentagon said it is immediately closing the press workspace that reporters have used for decades to cover the U.S. military. Journalists will eventually be moved to an annex outside the building. The Pentagon Press Association said the announcement is a clear violation of the letter and spirit of last week's ruling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Closing arguments in that landmark trial in New Mexico, where social media conglomerate Meta accused of misleading its users how safe its platforms are for kids. The jury will take up that case after the arguments and 6 weeks of testimony from scores of witnesses that included teachers, psychiatric experts, and many others. Prosecutor Linda Singer.
Attorney General Raul Torres in 2023 took action. He filed this lawsuit to protect young people in New Mexico. And over the course of a decade, Meta has failed over and over again to act honestly and transparently. It's failed to act to protect young people.
Senate confirming Mark Wayne Mullen to head up Homeland Security. This is SRN News. Well, a new study is calling on clergymen to talk about technology. Here's Michael Harrington with that story.
It comes from the Barna Group, and it finds that 95% of America's church leaders believe that digital tools and online platforms open new opportunities for ministries. 79% also think that innovations in high tech will positively shape the future of the church. Many congregations have adopted digital tools, and Barna says, quote, "The next question is, how can the technology they already use help them fulfill their mission more faithfully and effectively?" Michael Harrington reporting.
Trump administration launching probes into 13 states that require state-regulated health insurance plans to cover abortion. Probes are the latest in a long-running dispute between political parties on how to interpret a provision that is included in federal spending laws each and every year. This is SRN News. Well, Michael Jordan is no longer in the top five when it comes to scoring in the history of the NBA.
One of the NBA's greatest modern-day scorers has passed an all-time great. Kevin Durant moved past Michael Jordan for fifth place on the NBA's scoring list. The 37-year-old Durant scored 27 points in Houston's win over the Miami Heat on Saturday night to eclipse Jordan. Durant's corner three with less than 5 minutes remaining gave him 32,294 points, two more than Jordan. Durant was the second overall pick in the 2007 draft. The former MVP is a four-time NBA single-season scoring champion. I'm Gethin Coolball.
U.S. Park Service officer has been seriously wounded in a shooting in Washington. Unidentified officer hospitalized in serious condition. Authorities have identified a suspect, but so far that person not in custody. More details, SRNNews.com.